Three.
Two.
Wait a minute. He's two.
I'm three, Doc.
All right. Two.
I'm two.
One.
Three.
I'm two.
I'm another one.
Zero.
Zero. Ooh. He's one again, Doc.
Are we going to use that?
I don't know why not, Dr. John. I think it's as good as any other.
You know, Doc, I remember Rip, he was always...
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
All right. My missile stuck.
Another day, Doc.
We're still alive.
That's right. Preparing to do the Ride of the Valkyrie.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
Rock the Block D-Man.
And Barky the Ripper.
Roof, roof. Ripper. That's right, Doc.
Well, what the heck are we going to be talking about this week, guys?
Well, Rip, what do you think?
I got Gunship 2000 under my belt here, fellas.
Awesome!
Gunship 2000. Well, Doc, I've got the new Unreal Tournament bonus pack. Don't forget the 405B upgrade.
It's free!
That's right, folks, off the internet.
Not to mention...
Love to kill. Man.
Soldier of Fortune!
Soldier of Fortune.
In multiplayer
more
mode
killing.
Here in the war room.
That's right, Doc, back in the war room.
Isn't this one up on the Senate hearings, Dr. John?
Oh, yeah.
The latest and greatest here at Ground Zero.
Relax, gentlemen.
Training young minds to kill.
Exactly.
Precisely. All right.
Headshot.
Well, that's it. So stay tuned for the next edition of...
Ground Zero.
Rock the block.
Ripper.
That sniper rifle.
I hear it's warm in Florida.
Madness.
Right time, Doc.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of MicroProse's Gunship.
Rock the block. Rock the block.
All right, Dr. John.
I'm here with the Ripper and the D-Man and Sparky G in the war room.
How's it going, Doc?
Good.
Unlimited missiles.
Pretty good, Doc.
Well, I like this game. What do you think?
Oh, Doc, it's come a long way, hasn't
really
it, since 84?
When
86.
86. When did we first play this, Ripper? Back in 86, we played the original MicroProse Gunship to death on our compact Desk Pro 286 computer at 8 megahertz.
Yes, we did, Doc.
Is that right, Doc?
That's
was it 8
right,
megahertz back then? Looks like a good game, Doc. It's got three or four Apaches to choose from.
I'm telling you, this was worth the wait, folks. If you like the original game or the second game, you're going to love this game because it can do everything from basically a helicopter simulation to a full-blown arcade game.
That's right, Doc. It's a good game. A lot of good weapons. Good map.
Well, we've got it set pretty close to arcade now. These are not real flight physics. These are not, you know, real weapons. Loadouts. We've got unlimited ammo on here and everything, and sure enough, it's fun as hell. And you get killed. I mean, they got rows of anti-aircraft stuff out
there.
That's
right, Doc.
Sam
a lot of targets
coming
to
at
get.
You from every angle. You're just getting hammered. Boom, 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 dropping chaff. Going crazy.
Well, you know, Doc, it's tempting on those missions when you're way outnumbered to switch to unlimited ammo, you know, but that's
well,
not good
for gamers. Well, it doesn't help. They still kill us, D-Man.
Oh, I know, Doc, but you kind of run out for all those targets.
Gotta pick
but
up
the idea
speed
is you're supposed to be doing surgical strikes. We like the kill them all, let God sort them out method. But you're supposed to be doing surgical strikes in this game. Go in, take out the artillery batteries behind enemy lines kind of thing.
That's right, Doc. Are these all like simulated World War III games, Doc? Or you got
World
War III?
World War
well, World War II and a half. It doesn't go nuclear or anything.
Oh, that's
up, Sparky
good,
G's going down. In a flaming
hockey. Where's
right,
my wingman?
Game,
where's my wingman?
Well, I'll tell you, Ripper is loving this game. He played this game to death when it came out, back when he was a wee lad.
A wee lad, yes. And now we're going to make our swing to the southeast, Doc.
It's Ripper's our only hope with Sparky G and D-Man down. It's the Ripper alone in a mission to kill.
It's a great mission, Doc. This one's really kind of exciting.
I think we're on
Hilltop Enemies.
Multiplayer mode.
That's
here.
Right.
Cooperative multiplayer.
That's our favorite, Doc.
And we're supposed to disrupt the activity at an enemy airfield.
Gotta drop.
Well, so far the mission's working out okay, Doc, but we haven't really quite run across the bulk of the enemy yet. But
well, Ripper's headed in for the airfield now. Ripper and I have crushed this mission a couple of times, but it's tough. How about graphics?
Chaff, Dr. John.
No,
chaff.
No chaff.
I like the graphics, Doc. A lot of good settings and really some good-looking scenes in there.
Graphics are awesome.
That's
graphics
right.
are spectacular. Whoa. Frame rates are good on a mid-range computer, let's say a Pentium 3, 450 or 500, something like that, with
Looks
a Voodoo
like a
3
good
card,
one.
And you'll be doing great. The graphics are spectacular. I love them. I think they're almost as good as any full-blown thing like Longbow or anything like that. They're as good or better.
And can we say enough about the Microsoft joystick, Dr. John?
Oh, yeah.
You want to have a twist joystick for a game like this, or a flight yoke system with rudder pedals. Because,
yeah, it keeps you from the arrow keys,
folks. You don't want to be doing the rudder with the arrow keys.
There we go, Dr. John.
You have to.
He's got locked, Doc.
The helicopters are just arriving.
He's got tone. The Ripper's firing.
I've got good tone, Dr. John.
So, Spocky, what do you think about the game, huh?
I'm dying here.
So, I'll give this game, on the fun factor scale, a 4.8 out of 5. Could actually be a 5. I don't know. Maybe it is a 5. It's up in that range, folks. This is, if you like any kind of helicopter or, air combat simulation games that tend to range anywhere from the hardcore sim all the way over to the full-blown arcade, this is a great game.
Sure is, Doc. There's a AH-64 Apache, Westland Apache, our Eurocopter Tiger, and the MIL-28 Havoc. You got a lot of good choices, Doc, and the maps are
great. I don't know what you call them, D-Man. I just fly them.
That's right, Doc. You've been doing it so long, you forgot.
What do you rate this game, Ripper?
Oh, Doc, I love this game. I have to give it a high rating of, given I haven't flown too many missions, we're going to give it a 4.5, possibly a 4.57.
Okay, well, the single-player missions are very difficult.
At least some of them. The first one was really hard.
No, 700
That's right, Doc.
Feet.
Some of them are not just difficult. They're impossible.
Next thing you know, there's all the targets.
It helps when you do a multiplayer cooperative because it's much more effective having a human in your wingman roles in these games rather than the artificial intelligence guys.
That's right,
good,
Doc. It's the only way to fly.
What do you rate it, D-Man?
I'd have to give this a 4.5 to a 4 and 3 quarters, Doc. It's really, really a good flying game.
Yep, and I'll give it a, $45 to $49 on the pay scale. How much would I pay for it? And ease of use and learning, I hate to say it, but this is one of the easiest helicopter games I've played
it's
in a long time.
It's a plug-and-play, Doc, all the way. Plug-and-play.
What do you think,
and play.
And you're off.
Oh, with the missiles on unlimited, Doc, you got
few commands to learn compared to something like Longbow. So you could just get up and fly and shoot and have a heck of a good time in what looks like a very realistic battle scenario with a nice AI on your wingman, or if you have the luxury of a local area network, have your multiplayer buds on your wing.
Rock the block!
Rock the block! Gunship by MicroPros here in the War Room. 3 thumbs up! And Sparky G, a smoking Hulk, on the ground!
And Hasbro Interactive.
Oh yeah, they just distribute the thing.
Make the rail
another shot. I can't compete to with the fraggers and the other beats. If it don't start up, man, you kick it, you gon' mess it up. You gon' mess it up and make a grown man cry. You make the rapper die. Windows I hate and can't be seen. We'll make the software trash my mean fame machine. It never starts, it never starts. Start me up. It never stop, never stop, I never, never, never. But hang or not, I never know, I stay out of love. Yeah. And make a grown man cry. Cry. Make the rep at double speed. He'll frag your place this Sunday, never, never say.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of the bonus pack for Unreal Tournament.
Oh, that's right, Doc. It's that big bonus again.
By Digital Extremes, Epic Mega Games, and GT Interactive.
That's right. It's GT Interactive again. And isn't Activision in there somewhere?
No, no Activision in this one.
I mean, in Activision, Doc.
But this is a free download off the internet, folks. And if you haven't gotten it, get it. It's not too big a download for as far as downloads go nowadays.
That's great, Doc. And tell everybody to get the upgrade,
right,
too.
Just install it into your system subdirectory in your Unreal Tournament, and you're off and running.
Oh, it shows how much they love the players of the game, doesn't
That's
it, Doc?
That's right. They've rewarded
gentlemen.
The public. Of course, this probably was stuff that was meant to be in the original release, but they had to get it out before Christmas, so they were rushing. But it's nice of them to release it for free now.
That's right, Doc.
That's right, Doc.
And I think these guys are enjoying themselves so immensely they can hardly digress and discuss the game.
No, the game's really great, Doc. The texturing is great. There's a lot of new maps. The bots got new skins.
Oh, yeah, lots of interesting new skins and interesting new dialects for taunts.
The Moo Cow, Dr. Joe.
The Nolly War Cow.
The Atomic
War
Cow is my favorite. Exactly.
Who is that?
Right, folks.
But beyond that, of course, there's the addition of the relics. These are power-ups that give you special abilities.
That's right, Doc. And how many are there? Like five?
Seven of them, I think. And if you
relics.
Six or seven.
The beautiful little twist there.
When you pick one up, you've got that power until you die, and the person who kills you, it like pops out in front of them, and they can grab it if they don't already have a relic. But you can only have one relic at a time.
That's right. There's the strength, the
defense, regeneration. There's a whole bunch of them. Regeneration, you get about 10% health every second added to your thing, up to 150% health.
I like the relic of speed.
Oh, the speed is the best one. If you're playing Capture the Flag, you've got to get your hands on that speed relic. That thing is awesome. Blur as you go. You
That's
go by
right,
the
Doc.
Opponents.
It's like watching the Flash.
And the bots are great, and everything's just
the bots. Can we say enough about the bots? Because I understand we're reviewing another game, Dr. John, without bots.
Oh yeah, the new game's coming
no
out without
bodies,
bots,
but buddies.
That's right. Well, those I guess they really intend you to play on the internet and not at home, so what the heck, you know, by yourself. Sometimes people don't have a great connection, and they'd rather, you know, stick in 16 bots or something than have to log on and try and, you know, find a server with a decent connection.
That's right, that's a little tough sometimes.
Anyway, I'm going to rate this add-on bonus pack 5 out of 5 because it's free, it's good, and we like it.
That's right.
5 out of 5.
That's right, Doc. It's 5 out of 5 because it's really bad. A bonus pack.
And how much would you pay for it on the pay scale?
Well, you got to admit, Doc, that this would probably be a $32, $29.99
I'd give this
upgrade.
At least a $19.95 if we had to pay
if
for it.
If we had to pay
I
for it.
I wouldn't be very happy about that, and I'd expect more capture flag maps under those circumstances.
That's right, Doc.
For free, it's awesome.
It really is, and you got to remember, folks, to get the upgrade first. There's an upgrade patch.
You got to patch the thing before you can upgrade to the bonus pack. But beyond that, it's a three thumbs up here from the War Room for Unreal Tournament bonus pack.
That's right.
That's right, Dr. John.
At Ground Zero.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in again next time.
Bye. There's that war cow again, Doc.
No one did.
Welcome, everyone.
Dr. John.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Soldier of Fortune by Raven Software, distributed by Activision.
That's right, Doc.
How you guys doing?
Okay, Dr. John. You sure this isn't an army training movie?
Pretty good, Doc.
Teaching young ones to kill?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is, but I'll tell you right now, if you ever played Sin, this is going to remind you a heck of a lot of Sin, but with, you know, a bit more blood and specific body part damage, that sort of thing.
That's
body
right, Doc.
Body parts.
And now we got the Ripper against the D-Man here in some kind of...
multiplayer mode.
Well, it looks like a warehouse of some kind. Oh, the D-Man is cut down in his prime.
That's right, the Rip came out of nowhere, Doc. I don't know what's up with that.
Playing?
D-Man is commenting. He is a commentator.
Ah, so much for commenting. Hello, hello. Yeah, Dr. John, I tell you, it's not one I'd like my boy to have, I don't think.
Well, yeah, you get used
I mean,
to it. You know, after a couple of blown-off legs and splattered heads, it's no big deal anymore.
So anything new in this game, Doc, from, like, say, Unreal or
well,
Quake?
Well,
another
I can't compare Unreal
shooter.
To it.
No, not at all. It's,
well,
it's
I don't
the
know.
Quake
I
mean. It's the Quake 2 engine. They spiffed it up, they sped it up a little bit, and they added specific body part damage. And it's kind of fun. You got grenades. You got nice weapons. Like
yeah, the grenades
you,
are cool.
No, the
yeah, I like the grenades,
what's,
Doc.
What's that fast firing gun? The Mac 9 or something like
well,
that.
Well, it looks to me like an Ingram Mac 10 or Mac 11,
Mac
which is 10, like an Uzi.
Right.
Little smaller Woo! And boxier looking.
That's a pretty cool gun.
Yeah, that's good. Either that or it's an automatic pistol with a silencer. You can't really tell from that.
You know, you get flashbang grenades and regular grenades and
flashbang.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, you got a lot of leeway in the death and dismemberment department there.
Yeah, Doc, it seems almost like you know, SEAL missions, not counting the water part, you know.
Arf.
Well, what are you going to rate this game, guys? I mean, its graphics are pretty nice.
The
gameplay is
nice.
Fast. Net play is nice.
I guess it's got that over Sin, Dr. John,
oh,
because
yeah.
A lot of similar realistic weapons, your shotguns, your hand grenades, your
good
pistols.
Sound effects, Doc.
Oh, yeah. People scream and yell and
nothing
hold
like
on to their wounds when you shoot them and things like that.
A lot of these,
interesting.
A lot of these weapons are awesome,
time.
Doc.
I don't think D-Man has respawned, Dr. John.
Well,
he's hiding.
He's hiding.
Take that! Take that! Oh, I'm out. Flashbang!
What do you
out.
Think his
you're
problem
set on
is,
plastic
Doc?
Now, Ripper.
Ah, and then I have to go up to the wall, Dr. John.
Well, I'll rate this game, I don't know. I'll give it a what? 4 out of 5, I think. 3.5 to 4 range. I'll give it a 4.
Looks like a good game, Doc.
That is a good game, but once again,
D-Man... It just
gets boring.
I mean, you know, obviously there are no bots.
No botty home, man.
Exactly. So that's a big hit right there. But beyond that, it's got everything else you'd want.
So you think we all got spoiled, Doc, with
oh,
the
yeah.
bot possibilities
oh, yeah.
out there?
Oh, yeah. Quake 3 and Unreal Tournament, you just can't live without bots anymore.
That's
oh.
what I think, Doc.
Nobody loves you.
Like the Ripper do.
Like the Ripper do.
How about sound effects, Doc? You like them?
Oh, sound effects are good.
The sound of me dying when
fine.
Ripper's blowing my face off.
Oh, yeah.
Die, maggot.
So I'll give it a 4 out of 5. What do you guys rate it?
Doc, I tell you, without bots, you know, how about 3.5 out of 5?
All I'll right. give it a 4, Doc.
All right, and what would you pay for it? I'd give it a $39.95.
$39.95's it, Doc. Good game.
Good enough. You know, good
but
enough.
Not,
I mean, you know, if they had bots, it'd be a great game.
Not quite up there with some of the others.
I'm interested to know if my red mohawk showing.
Looks like everything's showing now.
Are you trying to hurt
I don't think
me?
I saw any mohawk there, Ripper.
Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time review.
You got it, Doc.
Of Raven Software's Soldier of Fortune.
Back in the war room.
It's a bloody mess.
Here at Ground Zero.
I got a bloody stump for a head, Dr. John.
Yeah, wait till the senators get a load of this one.
Oh, my God, Dr. John. I think we should do a show like that, don't you?
Gentlemen, this here Senate subcommittee hearing on video game violence will come to order. Senator Tomato, do you have some evidence to present here?
Hold on, Senator Helmet. I object.
Shut up and sit down, Senator Quimby. Against my better judgment, you'll get your chance later.
Thank you, Senator Helmet. I would like to introduce to the committee my son, Harold Tomato. He's going to demonstrate for us the incredible violence and hideous sadisticness of the current release of video games on the market today, available, I may add, to anyone without a license or any kind of supervision. Say hello to the committee, Harold.
Hi.
Well, the committee extends its warmest welcomes to the Junior Tomato.
I object. Why wasn't Quimby Jr. allowed to testify?
Because he's a Democrat, Senator Quimby.
Now, I would like to point out, please, that Harold is not allowed to play these games at home. This is a special exception we are making to demonstrate the hideous sadisticness of these horrible video violence games. We say that they are actually sniper training programs designed to warp the minds of the young people of this country.
Well, proceed with the demonstration, Senator Tomato.
I object, Senator.
You'll get your turn. Sit down, Senator Quimby. You may proceed with the demonstration, little Harold.
Now, Dad?
No, Harold, not yet. The games we are going to look at today are Unreal Tournament, Quake 3 Arena, and
Soldier of Fortune.
And I am told that Soldier of Fortune has extremely graphic bloody violence and specific naughty body part damage indication, which we find particularly offensive.
Headshot!
Ew! Did I tell you you could start that?
Darwin!
Okay, now you can start it. As you can see, gentlemen, these modern video games are ultra-realistic.
Incoming!
I do declare!
Let me take a closer look at that.
Enemy flag carrier here.
Harold, you're letting them get by you.
I'm Hitman down.
Burn, baby.
Dad, I'm doing the best I can.
Give me a crack at that, son. I can do it.
Here we go. It's mine.
Enemy flag carrier's here.
Who better watch out? I think they're flanking you there on the left causeway, son.
For Christ's sake, shoot, Harold.
Headshot. Double kill.
Way to go, Tomato.
Headshot.
There's another one on the right.
Double kill.
You gotta admit, the kid's pretty good.
Headshot.
Frag his sorry ass, son.
Sit down.
Headshot.
Double kill.
Excellent.
Headshot. Look out for that Nether War cow over there, son.
Double kill.
You is a lot more fun than those damn
Dying
appropriations committee hearings.
Monster kill.
Absolutely stellar.
How would you?
I got the flag.
Godlike.
I'm done here. Now.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more real-time reviews of upcoming games. We'll see you then, folks. Thanks a lot.